The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Was not anticipating getting into a long Enigma debate with Craig Karmazin as we did. If you missed it, catch it on the podcast, WisconsinOnDemand.com. And we're pretty split on people who are caring, defending Aaron Rodgers on the talk and text line. People are saying, like, Andrew, who cares? He plays for another team. We should move on. All I care about is the Packers winning another Super Bowl. Nick telling me I've got a terrible attitude. I didn't see anything from the clips.
Is that your dad? You have a terrible attitude.
You need an attitude adjustment.
I need an attitude adjustment. Erica is hoping Netflix shows the unedited version of Matt LaFleur so Aaron Rodgers can play it for all the haters. So there's a lot of divisiveness still with Aaron Rodgers on the talk and text line.
Wait, that her assumption is that the clip was not edited and Matt LaFleur did actually say that?
The unedited interview. Yeah, so, well, I don't think that it's necessarily that LaFleur said it, but just, hey, just show the whole thing, provide the whole context, prove that Aaron didn't have anything to do with the editing of it, and it was just an honest mistake type of thing.
Where do you stand, Chewy? Was it on purpose or was it not?
You're doing a sports documentary with sports people. Yeah, I would say something is afoot.
I obviously agree, as we have previously established.
Which is great, though. I think it's great because we love drama, and this is drama.
Yeah, this is a lot of drama. Do you think anybody actually asks Aaron about it?
Oh, for sure, because it made news. McAfee will ask about it. Aaron Rodgers will obfuscate.
I mean, I don't know if McAfee will ask.
Oh, one of the dumb dumbs on the program. Sorry, I didn't mean to call them dumb dumbs.
Yeah, but they have the same.
Wait a minute. To do with anything.
Joshy has the same role as the dumb dumbs, though.
That's correct.
Correct. It was a self-explanatory.
Okay.
From the cheap seats over here, I chime in and run away when I don't want to deal with stuff. Yes.
Joshy's very familiar with the role.
Yes.
Just turn off the microphone and be like,
Craig tries to be too smart, too. No one knows who Ricky Tikki Tavi is, okay?
So, Ricky
Branch. No one knows, Gabe. No one knows. If you pulled this, 4% of our listeners would know what the hell he's talking about. So, he did a little Rodgers there. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. A lot of people know who Ricky Branch is.
No, they don't. Put it on the poll. Put it on people.
Do you know who Ricky Branch is?
I was going to say he was the all-time base stealer.
That's Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
It's a different Ricky.
There's a gin Ricky, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Ricky Branch.
What's his last name? No one knows who Ricky Branch is.
Ricky Branch.
No one knows who
Ricky.
It's like Gastineau, all right? I asked my kids. They're like, we have no idea who he is.
Yeah, and if you ask Gastineau, the only reason they don't is because Brett gave away his sack. People would know who he is, Chewy, if Brett didn't give away that sack.
You think?
No. Because people don't really care about NFL.
Also, yeah, he's exactly. Branch Ricky.
Ah, see.
We've been calling him Ricky Branch.
Uh-huh.
Oops. Because
Branch Ricky is better than Ricky Branch.
Yes.
Branch Ricky is better.
I don't know why I'm blaming you for reversing his name.
Did Craig?
No, Craig said it right. I'm going to give Craig for saying it correct.
To be fair, Branch isn't a common first name. Ricky, on the other hand, quite common.
Yeah. All right.
So people can tune in. Branch Ricky. Meanwhile, Green Bay Packers. They've got a game coming up on Monday Night Football. Matt LaFleur had this to say about Jordan Love. Just going, pivoting off of everything that's going on, the drama around it. He thinks that Jordan Love's playing his best ball right now.
Back to Jordan. I'm guessing you don't pay attention to quarterback rating as your own internal stuff, but I mean, his passer rating the last several games is better than it was during that great stretch run he had last year. Is he playing to that kind of elite level like he did last year?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the best ball he's played. Just when I look at all the little things, like I explained the other day, in terms of his ability to manipulate the pocket when he's under duress, getting the ball to his checkdowns or whatever it may be, I think he's playing at a really high level.
Do you agree? Is he playing his best ball right now?
It's a tough one. Okay, is he playing his best ball and the team is not? Because like I said, these last couple of weeks, the benchmark, a good game is 350 yards of offense.
Mm-hmm.
That was our bench. Anything under that was like, you played. We won, but you played okay. Their total yards for the last couple weeks, I mean, I know against Detroit it was under 300.
It was 298 against Detroit.
And then what was it against Seattle?
Seattle's 369.
Which is a good game.
Against Miami, it was 388. San Fran was 325. Again, they were kind of with some short fields there.
It's just hard for me to say he's... because someone's not playing their best.
I don't know who that is, though, because I think Josh Jacobs is playing really good football. Like, he's one of the best three running backs in the NFL. And I don't know if it's because they're riding and they're giving Josh Jacobs so many touches to that it's hard for them.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Because they're by running the football, the clock's running more, so it's hard to get in as many plays get to that 400-yard mark.
Let me say this, okay? Are they beating... we'll go Tampa Bay. No, because they wouldn't play them.
They would play. They could play Tampa
Bay.
Okay,
if they play Tampa Bay,
yep.
Is 340 yards offense enough to beat Tampa Bay?
See, but that's a complicated question when it comes to Tampa Bay.
I'm just saying.
Which version, if the good version of...
but do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
There's going to have to be a game in the playoffs where it's 425.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether probably against Detroit.
Detroit or... and it's going to be really tough to do that against Philly.
Against Philly.
But yeah, against Detroit, especially as banged up as they are. I mean, Detroit kind of helped them out. There was they had some turnovers in that game, turnover on downs. So they were still able to get to 31 points despite only having 298 yards.
But this is why I say trending instead of, they're the hottest team in football. Because I don't think they are. I think they're trending.
I fully expect them to have a very good offensive game. And maybe they don't get to 400 yards. I'm hoping they don't get to 400 yards, too.
Because you want it for Minnesota.
Because they've just blown out the Saints. They take their foot completely off the gas in the fourth quarter. Doesn't matter. Everybody gets to go to bed happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game against Minnesota, you might have to put up that type of, getting closer to 400 yards of total offense.
And I know Detroit's deep when they get to Detroit because they have to play in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And Detroit, I mean, Buffalo's a good team, right? They're a good team.
They're all right. I mean, they've got the league MVP, sure.
And I thought they were out of that game. They were down 14? But down 14 with Detroit, you're definitely not done. And with Green Bay, I wouldn't say definitely, but good chance you're not done. They play Detroit again. That's going to have to be a 400-yard offensive game.
It's probably going to have to be a shootout.
Detroit had 521 yards. You know what I'm saying? I that's what I want to see. I do want to see 420 yards against the Saints because the Saints are terrible.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's because they're running the ball so much with Josh Jacobs, who, by the way, wants to continue the workload that he has had.
Yeah.
And he has said as much. I don't know if that's preventing them to get to that 400-yard mark. Because since the bye, going into the bye, Chew, they had 422 and 411. They beat Jacksonville, lost to Detroit. They haven't had 400 yards of offense since then.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've been playing some of their best football, especially offensively. So, to me, in my mind, you could tell me if I'm wrong here, but in my mind, they're just not getting enough plays because they're running the ball so much and the clock is just constantly going with Josh Jacobs because they've really rededicated themselves to the run in these games since the bye. Because Jordan hasn't thrown, we mentioned it with Jason, he hasn't thrown 30 passes in a game since the bye.
Yeah.
Because they've been running.
Like this weekend, I'm fine with a run. I know you can run the ball, but I want to see you throw for 380.
Yeah. Well, but and you made this point earlier in the week, especially if you go up against Philadelphia, there is going to be a team that is going to be able to just stack the box and go, hey, Jordan beat us. And you're going to have to be able to do it.
Yes.
That's what that part of it was. They took their foot off the gas in the second half against Seattle. But another part of it was Seattle finally started playing the run well. Like, they've stepped up and they slowed down Josh Jacobs, and then things started to get off the rails a little bit for the Packers.
I think teams, when they play Green Bay, are going to say, if we hold Josh Jacobs to 80 yards, we're good.
Yeah.
I like our chances. And the thing is, with the playoffs, that can happen one time.
Yeah.
And it could kill.
You're going to have to be sharp in that game. Mm. because you're going to get some one-on-ones on the outside. And whether it's Dobbs, whether it's Watson, Wicks, Reed, you're going to have to win those one-on-ones.
Yeah.
And
You know what the weird thing is? Their total path, now it wouldn't be because they play Philly. I was going to say their total path could be all domes because the Super Bowl's in New Orleans.
Yep.
Chance you're going to go to Detroit. There's a chance you go to St. Louis, right?
Well, Los Angeles.
Or Los Angeles.
Still a dome.
Yeah.
Still a dome out there.
But the Eagles, obviously, are there.
Yeah, they're outside. But, I mean, you're not going to have to deal with adverse weather, chances are.
In Philly?
Until you get to that game.
Yeah. How is he in the cold?
Who?
Sample size too small?
Hurts?
No, Jordan.
I don't think he's been, I mean, he was good. He played his best football late in the year last year. So I think that you would have to say that he's been pretty good.
Okay. I mean, cold. I'm not super cold. I'm talking 15,
like
18, 20.
15 to
because
5.
Because Dallas wasn't that and no. San Francisco wasn't that.
No. And I don't know if they had any of those games really last year. It was kind of a mild winter here.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if we'll actually ever find out. Maybe we'll find out when they play the Bears the last week of the season. Who knows? It is that time of the year where NFL quarterbacks are buying gifts for their offensive linemen. And there were some interesting ones. I want to run some of them by the big guy coming up next. But I do want to tell you about our friends at X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon. I'm going to be out at Brookfield. I typically do it every Friday. I'm out there, so you can find me out at X-Golf in Brookfield because I love working on my game, whether I'm playing just 18 holes, whether I'm just sitting there on the range using their state-of-the-art simulators to make sure that my game stays sharp. But with X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon, you can also get a lesson from one of their great PGA pros. But one of my favorite things is the custom fitting of clubs that are available out at X-Golf in Brookfield and in Mequon to make sure that your game is as best as it can be. You need to get fit, and they can do that at both these places. And not going to lie, the other thing I like doing is after I get done with my round, I just kind of, you know, settle up to the bar, have a cold one in my hand, and enjoy that with the great menu they have. So check them out, xgolfbrookfield.com, xgolfmequon.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten? A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Fellas, listen up. We all know some of the best holiday gifts you can give are jewelry, especially from the Jewelry Center. Gold necklaces, right. Naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds for earrings, and of course, engagement rings.
Yeah,
when
buddy.
I want to give a memorable gift, and I am.
You are.
Going to see Dean the Dancing Machine hooked me up like a mug on Monday. Lost my spot. Of course. I visit my friends at the Jewelry Center to take advantage of their deals, and right now, they've got a deal even Santa can't beat.
Tell
now, listen to this, Gaber. You should put your name in the hat. You can win a $2,000 shopping spree to the Jewelry Center just by registering online. Hold on. Hold on. That's right. 2,000 simoleons.
Woohoo, buddy.
Here's what you do. You got to register through December 23rd at ESPNWisconsinContest.com for that $2,000. You get that? Go see my guy Dino, and he will hook you up.
ESPNWisconsinContest.com. I think you've been over this before, Chew, about the gifts that Brett would get the offensive line, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were some pretty extensive gifts being given by quarterbacks, and they were starting to become public yesterday. I want to know which one of these would you prefer to have? Because Brock Purdy got his entire offensive lineman, all 10 offensive linemen, cars. He got them vehicles.
What?
Yeah.
He got them Toyota Tundras, and then I'm not sure what the SUV is, but the name of it, but five of each. So they got to choose basically their own brand new spanking new Toyota.
Then you have Patrick Mahomes, who gave his guys Rolexes, Yeti coolers, Oakleys, Normatex, which is like a leg compression
yep. mm-hmm.
like system that you have for recovery. And then Lucchese boots, like cowboy boots.
I believe that's
boots.
Like a designer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or
that's pretty legit.
Or would you rather have a katana sword, which is what Joe Burrow gave in an official Japanese katana sword?
I'm taking the truck all day long.
Yeah.
All right, here's some stories. You want some stories?
Well, but quickly, just let me ask
all right,
you this.
Go ahead.
from everything you have told me,
yes,
from every interaction I have had with you over the last decade, you can't trust NFL players in a locker room with a katana sword. You guys are children. You can't be trusted. I don't trust myself with a katana sword, because here's the problem. You give any dude, two guys of any age, you give them katana swords, and now we've got, I mean, there's 10 of them now in the locker room. Guess what's going to happen?
They're going to start sword fighting. Yeah. How much does a katana sword cost?
I have no idea. Never even thought about looking into it.
One time I found a katana that somebody was throwing away on the way home from the bar. That evening in our house.
Another smart idea. That evening drink and start slinging a katana.
We found every piece of fruit and vegetable we could in the house, and we were tossing up and chopping them for hours. It's a great time.
Oh, my God.
See, all right. You know what? I take it back. It's not even just NFL players. Men in general cannot be trusted with katana swords. I don't know what this is the worst decision Joe Burrow's ever made.
Okay, so through my years of playing, I heard, now Barry Sanders took all of his offensive linemen to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl.
Ooh.
Which is probably,
especially at that time,
first class tickets and stuff.
That's
another quarterback, I forget who it was, bought his offensive linemen Harleys.
Oof.
Okay. So, and I'm a gift giver. When I signed my first deal in 95, big one, I bought Andy, and Grant, this is like 94, 95, I bought him an 80-inch screen, big screen TV back then.
Whatever it cost back then, I cannot imagine.
I had it delivered to his house. He was born, you know, because he was very instrumental. I gave Mike Sherman a Rolex, I think, because I made the Pro Bowl his year. He became the first tight ends coach. So when it comes to, I mean, everyone knows he's cheap. I mean, he is cheaper.
Yep. That's why he finds himself in the hot water he's currently in.
Every time, Frank always had to check out of the hotel, because all we had to pay for was incidentals. Brett never played. Matter of fact, the only money Brett would have in his pocket when we went out to dinner at night was per diem. That's it. So one time he had to deal with costs.
Okay.
Right.
The headphone company.
And he gave the offensive lineman the lowest grade cost headphones you could get. And that was it. Now, there was one other time, and I was in on this. So there was a travel agent in Green Bay that were, if me and Brett together did a commercial for him, they would take me and Brett, bus, and all the offensive linemen free lodging, food, everything to Cancun.
Oh, that's nice.
But does that count?
I think
that's not coming out of his pocket.
Well,
and it didn't come out of mine.
I'll tell you this.
I don't think that counts. I think it's got to be your money.
I'm guessing Toyota helped out Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Because Brock Purdy is on a 7th-round rookie deal. Yeah. I don't know if he's got the money to be spending on...
There's no way they're giving him 10 cars. There's no way they're giving him 10 trucks.
Sure, but I think they probably helped him out on the price.
Well, sure, but he's still coming out of pocket.
It's probably still what happened with the Brett thing, where for some of the ad money, he said, how about we do this, or they offered it to him. You know, I take a little bit less money of this multi-million dollar Toyota deal, and you guys cut me some cars. Because, I mean, they can do it for a lot cheaper than you would buying them at a dealership. Which, I think the Cancun thing, I do think... Like, let's be honest here. You guys probably don't get that deal without Brett Favre.
Correct.
So, in some part of him, like, I don't know how much he was paid on the side, but he still did do something that wasn't necessarily just beneficial to him.
I think it's got to come out of your wallet.
I mean, if you're benefiting with the gift, how do you care how you got it? It's still nice to go on the trip to Cancun if you're one of those offensive linemen.
Also, if you notice there, I'm 90% sure Patrick Mahomes has deals with, I believe, at least 3 or 4 of those things. I've seen him.
Yeah, but the Rolex, I mean, what's a Rolex?
I don't think the Rolex, I think the Rolex is him adding on to it, which is actually out of his pocket.
Yes.
I think some has to come out of the pocket.
Yeah. And that's why that's added on there, because if you gave him Oakleys, it's like, bro, you have your own like line of Oakleys.
I don't think that Joe Burrow has a katana deal, so I think that came strictly out of pocket.
No, he's just cheap. That's just the way he is. When me and Free went down to film that commercial with him for Farm Bureau Insurance, he picked up breakfast and we were like, oh my God, we didn't even know you had a credit card. We had no idea. I don't know if he would admit that he's cheap.
Given everything you've told me about Brett, I would have a hard time believing that he would admit.
I don't mind frugal. I don't mind, you know, that's, but when you don't pick up anything, that's cheap.
Because, yeah, I would say that you, for the most part, you're pretty, I mean, you're conscious of what you spend.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you're lavish.
Yeah.
You know.
But I like hooking people up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call you cheap.
No.
Gabe, when was the last time we actually exchanged money? Based on the amount of times we go out together and either you pick it up or I pick it up. There is no thought of where would you with Favre where it's like, well, I've gotten the last 8 dinners. Yeah. Could you?
See, I'm on a 4-1. I don't mind 4-1. 4-1, I'm fine with that ratio.
Okay.
4-1. I pay 4, you pay 1.
Yeah. But, yeah.
8-1, 9-1.
To Joshy's point, like when I go out with Joshy or other friends, like there's just not a thought.
You
like,
want to hear a good one?
We're just exchanging. I assume
what goes
at this
around
point,
comes around.
Yeah, I assumed I picked it up just about as many times as Joshy's picked
this,
it up.
You want to hear a good one?
Yeah.
So I had, you know, you have your agent that does your football deals, and then you have an agent that handles all your local stuff,
like
right?
The marketing deal, sure.
So I was doing something for the Admirals.
Oh, nice.
Something for the Admirals when I was playing, and my buddy was handling the deal, and this guy is a 7-1. And I didn't know that the Admirals gave us a stipend for dinner. So he set up dinner and all this.
Yeah.
You know, go out. Nice place. Very nice place. What do you think he does? Without telling me there was a stipend for... I got this one.
I got it.
I got this one. And I found out after the fact that I'm like, you cheap mofo. I got it. Don't worry about it. That, you know...
I got this one for you, big guy.
Oh, gosh.
It's fantastic.
Do you, Gabe, you probably don't have in this, but I have a friend or two who they'll literally send Venmos for like $4. And I will leave those in purgatory until the end of time.
Why? How you can deny or refuse a Venmo?
Well, they send a request.
Yeah.
And you have to then accept it.
If they want the money from you, correct.
Yes. Okay. I will never, ever do anything under $10, even if I technically owe you that $8, because I have also bought something and not thought twice about the $8 I just spent on you.
So it's funny because a lot of times, if like betting on the golf course, you know, if somebody sends you a Venmo. I did have one of the last times I played golf, somebody Venmo'd me $1. And out of much rather him not do that and just go, hey, you know, you owe me $1. Like every time that I see him. But he also knew I'd probably do that, so
all
he Venmo'd
right,
me the dollar. He didn't have a single dollar
when it comes to Venmo. I heard if you're in the Venmo chain or whatever, you can see the money that was sent to someone else?
If you don't, so like all of my transactions, I guess, for lack of a better term, on Venmo are private. They're locked.
Yeah.
So the only person that can see it is the person I send it to.
What if it's not locked?
Then it's literally like a social
media
feed.
That's a problem with kids because we have fairness kids. Because I'd be like, Ange, Venmo him like $300 or something. Yeah. Next thing, why'd he get $300 and I didn't get $300? Some of these kids are just all about fairness.
Yeah, you gotta. Well,
aren't you all about fairness?
That's you. That's you. You installed this.
Not when it comes to money. No.
Consistency, fairness. It's just all out the window. Oh, we've got to do a little week in Rechew. See what Chewy remembers about what he said throughout the course of this week. Coming up next, but I do want to tell you about our friends at Bunzel's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh in Milwaukee. Don't wait any longer to plan those holiday meals. Stop by Bunzel's and have your family experience their amazing meats and more. I love Bunzel's. I'll be making a trip out there. Look, I think I need some stuff for breakfast this weekend. I'm going to be getting some bacon and some sausage, which is fantastic. But this week, you can pick up fresh homemade Polish sausage, $5.99 a pound. Fresh all-natural whole beef tenderloin, $12.99 a pound. Bunzel's homemade stuffed mushrooms are just $6.99 a pound. And while there, don't forget to grab lunch or dinner from the deli, sandwiches, all that fantastic as well. Bunzel's, 90th and Burleigh, or visit Bunzel's.com for their holiday hours.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
X-Golf Two locations here in Milwaukee, Brookfield and Mequon. I love hanging out there, being out there with their state-of-the-art indoor simulators. I'm out there minimum once a week. Every Friday you can find me in Brookfield. I'm going to be working on my swing, playing around, because I don't want my game to get rusty during the winter months, and X-Golf provides you with a realistic golf experience. But maybe you're looking to improve your game. Get a lesson with their PGA Pro, or don't let your game suffer. Maybe now's the time. Maybe you get a little cash for the holidays. Upgrade your bag with custom clubs that they can fit you for at X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon. Find out more at xgolfbrookfield.com, xgolfmequon.com.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
Love playing this game each and every Friday. It's our last one of 2024 because next week we're going to have some best of shows later in the week, with it being the holiday week. So we have five questions, things that Chewy, you have said throughout the course of the week. You get three right, you win. If you get three wrong, you lose. You're ready to play.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a question. Thought that was the end of the read. Let's do it.
Question number one starts with the audio.
That is the saying of the week.
What was the saying of this week?
I just said it. Trending.
Hey, we're off to a good start. Yeah. I thought he was going to just choke that one away right away. All right, question number two. What situation were you talking about in this clip?
I can't walk. Oh, when someone beat me up because I was snoring?
The correct answer, that is correct, because that would be the butt injury incurred in Key West. The answer, full answer we're looking for.
Still have not gotten an answer.
But you believe that your butt injury occurred not by falling, but because you snored.
Let me just give you a little more context
here. Had hit you to stop snoring.
So I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was throbbing.
Okay.
And she said, here, I'll get you some Advil immediately. That's fishy.
Or maybe you were so schnockered, she knew that was coming, and you had taken the tumble, so she was trying to be helpful.
No, because if I took the tumble, they would have told me I took the tumble.
Yeah.
Maybe they tripped you.
No, because I asked all my buddies that were there, and they said no.
Somebody got on all fours behind him, and then somebody pushed him? Just the old...
Maybe.
I think Jen was right with the kick.
High-low.
Because if you hamstring kick that thing with the back of your heel... She didn't really feel guilty about it, though. That's disturbing.
I don't know. She got you the Advil. It's got to mean something.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I guess I'll give her a present.
Didn't you say you already gave it to her?
No.
Oh.
It's not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably going to give it to her, like, right after you get it, though.
Chances are, yeah.
Because you can't wait.
I cannot
You're like
wait.
A kid.
Yes.
Question number three begins with an audio clip.
God, that's a really good analogy, buddy.
Oh, that's mine, by the way.
Could it happen?
Shut up.
Gabe.
It is Jay. It
you
is
stole Chewy. Gabe,
I stole
it. Steals stole from it. Chewy.
What analogy of yours did I steal this week when Jason joined us in studio?
No idea. None. I remember it. Yeah. No, I guess I really
There's
don't.
There's a hint in the clip.
Play it again.
God, that's a really echelon. Good analogy, buddy.
Oh, that's mine, by the way.
Could it happen?
Shut
Gabe.
Up.
It is Jay. It
you
is
stole
Chewy.
Gabe, I stole it. Steals stole from it. Chewy.
No, I have no idea.
The lottery balls.
Oh,
the Packers have lottery.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some lottery balls in the tumbler. Yeah. But
Jason liked that, huh?
He did like that.
Yeah.
He did like that.
I'm good.
All right, but we're 2-1. We're still cruising. Not going to have the perfect week, so maybe that'll be a goal for 2025. But you can still win if you answer question four correctly, which begins with an audio clip.
We want to hear the negative parts of your life, not positive. I mean, it's true. Am I right?
Very
true.
I mean, if you want to sprinkle in some of the good...
It's
what
profound.
Christmas holiday tradition were you talking about?
We want to hear the Christmas, the Homer little poems, or whatever they're called, the writings, or you know what I mean.
I mean, I think we got to give it to
them. I think we do, even though... There's a very easy way to say what you're trying to say.
Christmas card gush.
Oh, the gush. Yeah.
which might be the word of the year, by the way, gush.
Gush. You like that?
Chewy's been anti-gush.
You've learned schnockered this week, too.
I did learn schnockered this week. All right, you've already won, but let's see if you can run up the score with question number five. Begins with the audio clip.
Because they bring you down, and I'm weak.
Who brings you down?
My kids?
Close. It's your friends who you don't want texting you because they're drinking too much down in Florida.
Oh, yes, yes. Do not contact me Monday through Thursday. Yes. I do remember that. That was good. That was good.
All things that you said throughout the course of this week. A couple of texts I do want to get to on the Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. Nick saying, my brother and I were playing real-life Fruit Ninja like Joshy, but he chopped off part of his right big toe, half inch to the right, and he would have split that piggy in half.
Ooh. Bad idea.
And Brandon said, my buddy once brought $13 of food to my home to cook. We cooked it, we ate, and then he hounded me for weeks about sending him that $13.
Okay, Brett. College hockey returns to Fiserv Forum with the fourth annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, December 28th and 29th. The Wisconsin Badgers return to defend their title, facing the Ferris State Bulldogs in semifinal action day one. The UConn Huskies and Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks will battle for the other spot in the championship game. Get your seats today at Ticketmaster.com or be caller Josh.
Four.
Brett Favre, four, right now at 800-990-3776. And win four tickets to the Saturday, December 28th games at Fiserv.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? Tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Fellas, listen up. We all know some of the best holiday gifts you can give are jewelry, especially from our pal, Dean Dean the Dancing Machine at the Jewelry Center. Gold necklaces, naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds for earrings, and of course, engagement rings. When I want to give a memorable gift, when Chewy wants to give that memorable gift, of course, we're going to visit our friends at the Jewelry Center and take advantage of their deals. And right now, they've got a deal that even Santa can't beat. You can win a $2,000 shopping spree to the Jewelry Center just by registering online. That's right, $2,000 big ones can be yours. Register now through December 23rd at ESPNWisconsinContest.com for that $2,000 shopping spree to the Jewelry Center. Just following up from yesterday, so you know, Chewy, 83% of the audience does know who Waldo is.
Okay.
After people were unsure of, you know, you didn't know if people knew who Waldo was. You did not know who Waldo from Where's Waldo fame was. We also put out there, do you know who Branch Rickey is? 64% of people do not know who Branch Rickey is.
I thought it'd be a little higher, but I'll take that as a win.
Of course you will. And do you believe the edited clip from Enigma of Matt LaFleur saying that Ted Thompson drafted Jordan Love was done so intentionally? 62% are with Joshy and believe it was done intentionally.
That's right.
So do I. I'm with you.
Is that just because that's the side that's winning the poll and you wanted to win all the polls?
Front running Jesse. Speaking of front running, who'd you have this week? What was your score?
31-10, I think is what I put.
Josh?
I think I did something insane, like 34-6. Okay. They're not going to have Kamara.
So that was, we learned that yesterday.
They don't have Taysom Hill.
Going to be out for the year. They don't have Taysom Hill. They don't have Carr.
Yeah.
Like, offense is going to be tough.
42-10.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think this will be a big one.
Ooh, boy.
Cars are packed in New Orleans. And Chicago, evidently.
We didn't even get to that today. We did not get to DJ Moore saying
that. We got time. It's 23 seconds.
Okay. Let's just go ahead and make fun of Chicago because their stud, their star, the guy they traded for, gave all the money to, wide receiver, had this to say when asked about what he's thinking about.
The offseason, I mean, that has to be something you guys are already thinking about in terms of get it right. And what kind of ideas do you have when you think about the offseason already and training camp and making it better?
What I'm thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Vacation.
To clear your mind of all this?
There you go. Yeah. Let them do all the work and then, you know, just come back and ready to go.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
They've got three games left.
I know.
Imagine
should have asked them, how long you've been thinking about vacation? Oh, since week two.
As I say, since I walked off and sat on the bench in the middle of a play.
You've got the Lions, Seahawks, and Packers. They don't have the easiest closing stretch here either.
I think as a resolution, first resolution out of the gate, we are not believing anything the media says about Chicago next year when it comes to playoffs or being good.
Okay.
Do not fall for the trap.
I am in. Joshy and I and you, we're going to hold everybody accountable on that one.
Don't want to hear it.
As our 2025 New Year's resolution. Will the Itoush coming up next.